朋友，欢迎到活在耶稣里网站来收听福乐人生讲坛。今天的讲员是于洪杰牧师，请你预备好圣经和受教的心，让神的话语祝福你的新生命。
弟兄姊妹们平安。
Peace you, brothers and sisters.
我想今天这篇信息其实对我们每一个人都非常非常重要。
We all know that this message is very, very important to all of us.
因为你去读整个以色列的历史，包括新约教会的历史，包括每一个人属灵生命的历史，都跟偶像发生关系。
Because if we study the history in the Old Testament, the New Testament, and even individuals, they all have something to do with idols.
整个以色列国家能够被神从万民中招出来，成为神的选民。
Because the entire nation of Israel was called out by God to be God's treasured people.
他们整个国家亡国的原因就是因为拜偶像。
Yeah, the entire nation was destroyed because of their idolatry.
他们最骄傲的一件事情就是神是他们的神，他是神的选民。
What is the thing that they're most proud of is that God, the Lord is their God and they are God's chosen people.
而他们亡国的原因，或是历史历代以来遭受神管教审判，主要的原因居然是拜偶像。
But yet the reason for their nation's destruction and also God's discipline was idolatry.
你看整个以色列存在国家哈，从扫罗立国到以色列亡国不过465年。
The entire nation started from King Saul until the total destruction, but only 400 years.
400多年，神宁可让这个国家灭亡。
In 400 years, God was even willing to destroy the nation.
是全地上唯一被称为神选民的国家，400多年神让他亡国。
This nation, the only nation on earth that God could call his own, but yet he was willing for the nation to be destroyed.
就是因为拜偶像的事情，那么深的得罪神。
Simply because their idolatry so offended God.
教会历史现在已经2000年。
And now church has been existing for 2,000 years.
虽然外面不能够有像以色列国那么样子刻骨铭心的叫一个国家灭亡来显明神的愤怒。
Even though outwardly church cannot be destroyed like the nation of Israel to show God's anger and wrath.
但是在这2000多年里面，你就看见整个教会历史，你读的时候心里面真的是感慨万千。
But yet, if you study the history of church, then you will really have a lot of sorrow.
一直有偶像出现来替代神。
Because idols kept on appearing to replace God.
从不要讲教皇哈，不要讲教皇，今天连在普遍的基督教的教会里面，我们有这么多神以外的东西来代替神。
Oh, we're not even talking about Pope.But even in Christian churches, there are so many things to replace God.
所以当我在这里预备信息的时候，我上次说过，我列了10个题目，觉得至少这些方面神都可以修剪我们。
As I mentioned to you, I have listed 10 messages, 10 topics that God can prune us.
我上个礼拜被去掉了一个，所以我只剩下这个可以讲，我就要出外了。
But then, now I didn't preach last Sunday, and then I'm gonna go on mission trip pretty soon.
那于师母问我说：“你为什么挑这个题目？”
And Pastor Nancy asked me, "Why do you pick this topic?"
这么多的题目里面，你的负担到底在哪里？
So among all these topics, what is your burden?
六姊妹，你知道我们这个人或是教会里面，我们有很多的软弱，很多的毛病，很多的缺点。
We know that us individuals as well as our church, we have a lot of weaknesses and troubles.
但是拜偶像却是根，你知道吗？
But yet the root is idolatry.
我们每一个人身上都有很多的毛病，我们懒啊，我们脏啊，我们慢啊，我们脾气躁了，我们都有很多毛病。
Yes, we all have a lot of weaknesses. Like we're slow, we're lazy, we're messy. We have a lot of weaknesses.
但是没有一个东西能够像偶像的存在这样子的惹神记恨。
But none of this.Can arouse God's jealousy and anger as idolatry.
圣经上用夫妻的关系来形容神跟我们的关系。
The scripture, the Bible describes our relationship with God just like husband and wife.
在新约里面用新郎新妇来形容基督和教会的关系。
In the New Testament, the book of New Testament describes the Christ, the relationship with Christ and church is like bride and the groom.
而整个以色列神百姓拜偶像的事情，圣经上称它为属灵的淫乱。
And the Bible called idolatry in the Old Testament as spiritual adultery.
我相信夫妻中间的关系，我们都有缺点，都有难处，都有不成熟的地方，没有一个比犯淫乱更伤害彼此了。
We all know that in the relationship between husband and wife, nothing hurts the marriage more.Than idolatry, than adultery.
圣经上称神是一个忌邪的神，这是中文的翻译，英文就是 God of jealousy.
So the Bible calls God our God, God of jealousy.
他是一个嫉妒的神。
He is a God of jealousy.
他不能够容许这么纯净的爱，而他全新的爱被我们这样子的玷污，被我们这样子的糟蹋。
He simply cannot tolerate or bear this pure love for us and with us be defiled.
所以弟兄姊妹，我们为什么今天要讲偶像？因为这实在是我们里面很严重的一个问题。
Why do we talk about idolatry? Because this is such a serious issue.
我们可能不见得认为自己有拜偶像。
We might not feel that we are worshiping idols.
因为我们家里面没有摆任何的东西。
Because we are not placing any idols or images in our house.
但是弟兄姊妹，你知道圣经里面讲到偶像的时候，它不是只是指的外面的偶像。
But we have to know that the scripture when it talks about idol, it does not merely refer to the outward idols or images.
其实也是就是我们今天诗篇十六篇背诵的经文哈，凡是以别神，这是中文的翻译，就是以别的，以任何别的来替代神的。
Actually, like in the scripture, Psalm 16 verse 4, the memory verse, if anyone hastens after another god or anything else.
他的愁苦就一定加增。
And their sorrow shall be multiplied.
你要知道你自己里面有没有神吗？有没有别的神吗？
Do we know if we have other gods in our hearts?
你就看看你自己活得怎么样。
Just look at the way we live.
还不光是从我的愁苦加增，表明我有偶像，那其实是已经很严重了。
If our, we feel that our sorrows are multiplying, it's already very serious that there are idols in our hearts.
在神的心中，任何人事物，看得见的、看不见的，只要能够取代的神在我们中间那独一超越绝对的地位的，都叫偶像。
In God's eyes, if anyone, anything that can replace God's unmatched supremacy in our hearts,They are called idols.
好，所以你不用看我的讲义，我讲义只是随便举个例子，我就举了十个哈。那你们自己大家现在不要看，你们觉得有哪些东西可能会成为我们的偶像
？Let's not look at the outline, but can you name something that can be our idols?
大声一点，中文、英文都可以。
Anything? Can you name anything that could become our idols?
儿女，还有呢
？Children.
Work. Okay. 还有呢？
Money,
还有呢
？Yeah, work.
就三个。
Only three.
地位。
Positions or
欲望。
Lust.
Power.
Power.
什么 ？iPhone. 哦 ，phone. Okay. 等下摔碎它哈。
Okay, smash your phone.
Habit,
game,
okay, 很多对不对
？Yes, a lot.
真的很多。其实你讲，而且他的偶像跟我的偶像不见得一样。
We might not have the same idols.
就是到底什么东西在我身上有捆绑的力量，有破坏的力量，让我跟神之间不能够维持那个纯净的关系。
Anything that has power over us to control us, to destroy us, so and then to destroy our relationship with God. That is idol.
你们不要以为我太夸大哈，我随便举一个例子就好了。
Please do not feel that I'm exaggerating. I'll just give you some examples.
像腓立比书第三章啊。
Like Philippians chapter 3.
那你在形容有一般人的时候，十八十九节，他说有一些人是基督十架的仇敌。
In verses 18 and 19 in Philippians 3.It describes a group of people. They are the enemies of the Christ of God.
他说的他们的结局就是沉沦。
And then whose end is destruction?
然后底下说到他们的肚腹就是自己的神。
And their God is their belly.
你有没有办法想到说，不管你的 belly 或者你的 stomach 会成为你的神
？Have you ever thought that your belly, your stomach can become your god？
所以你不要以为我刚才讲那些 无形的偶像是夸大。保罗连你的这个肚子都可以成为你的神。
So please do not think that when I mention there's some invisible idols.It's too much of exaggeration.
专以地上的事为念，这都是因为有偶像进来。
And Paul says those people whose god is the belly, they set their minds on earthly things because there is idol in their heart.
所以弟兄姊妹，我在这里很客观的哈，我也很希望大家我们一起都在主面前很认真的来看这个问题啊。
I hope that we can be objective and very serious to face this issue.
从早上到晚上，
from morning to evening,
多少的时间我们所想的？我们时间所花的是地上的事情。
So how much time from morning to evening that we set our mind and our hearts on earthly things?
或者我反过来问，更容易明白。
Or maybe to put it in another way.
到底从早晨到晚上，有多少的时间，我们的心怀意念，我们的时间是花在属天的永恒的事情
？So from morning to evening, how much time do we spend on heavenly things?
那你不要说我是你因为传道人，你全时间有的是时间，你不要这样讲哈。我也上过班的人。
Please do not think that oh because you're a full-time minister, then you can spend more time on God's things. But actually, I used to work before too.
那我就问你，所有可使用的时间哈，去掉你的睡觉，去掉你的上班，所有其他可使用的时间里面，有百分之多少我们是用在属天的追求？让我的生活，让我的事情有价值。
Okay, maybe just considering your free time out of your take out of your sleep time and your work time, how much of it is spent on heavenly things?
然后在这些属地的使用里面，哪一件事情占了你最多的时间
？And among the things that you spend time, the earthly things, which one?That requires the most.
最容易捆绑我们，最容易个抓住我们啊。
And that is the thing that can easily bind us and seize us.
所以弟兄姊妹，我希望让弟兄姊妹知道，我今天讲这个题目一点没有任何的要定罪任何人的意见，因为我是觉得这是神这么在乎的事，我们需要来看它。
So please bear with me and understand that I'm not here to.Blame or to accuse or condemn, but this is something that God is really serious about.
我也希望在座的每一个人，包括你，包括你的孩子，你子子孙孙，我们都能够在神面前被神悦纳。
And I hope every one of us, including your children and your grandchildren, that everyone can be pleasing to God.
因为你去读整个以色列的历史。
Because if you study the history of Israel,
几乎你可以说好像是神在他们中间的历史，你也可以说是偶像在他们中间的历史。
You can say that is the history that God is with them, or you can say the history that idols were with them.
神立了十诫。
Because God has given them Ten Commandments.
你觉得这么伟大、这么圣洁的神，难道对神对人只有十个要求吗
？This great God, this immensely great God, Does he only have 10 requirements for man?
他把它简化、简化、简化，变成十个。
Because he kept simplifying all the commandments down to 10.
而在这十个里面的第一个，
and then among the 10,
甚至包括第二个，都跟拜偶像发生关系。
And among the 10, the first one or even the second one have to do with idols.
啊，就除了我以外，你不可以有别的神，这是神第一条的要求。
Apart from me, you cannot have other gods, and that is the first, the foremost.Commandments.
第二个要求就是你们不可以去为自己去雕刻偶像。
And then the second commandment, you shall not make you for yourself a carved image.
弟兄姊妹，你就发现整个以色列历史，整个教会的历史，就在这两件事情上一直失败，一直失败，一直失败，到今天在你我的身上，这两个东西都还是常常存在的。
And the entire history of Israel can pretty much sum up.To the failures to these two commandments, and these failures keep repeating also in our lives. Well.
在整个以色列的历史里面，神每一次的管教都跟偶像几乎发生关系。
And throughout the history of Israel, every single time when God disciplined has to do with idols.
任何一个王被神称许、被神祝福，都是因为他废除国家的偶像。
If any king that is blessed or being commended by God is because he destroyed idols for the nation.
以色列北国一共有十九个王。
The northern kingdom has had 19 kings.
十九个王全部得罪神，因为拜金牛犊。
And all of them, every single one of them sinned against God because they worshiped the golden calf.
请你们注意哈，他们拜金牛犊的时候没有说这是埃及的神，我们来拜他。
Please pay attention. When they worshiped the golden calf, they did not claim that this is the God of Egypt. Let us worship him.
他们造金牛犊的时候说这就是领你们出埃及的耶和华，他们仍然是在拜神。
Because when they made the golden calf, they actually claimed that this is the God that led you out of Egypt. So they thought they were worshiping the Lord.
但是他们就是要造出来一个看得到的、摸得着的、人可以感受到的东西。
But yet they needed something that is tangible and visible so that they can touch and feel.
这次神连这个神都记恨的，神不容许你用任何方式来这里跪拜。
Even this is a sin against God because God does not want us to worship any visible images.
今天在宗教里面，在基督教里面，一大堆金牛犊。
Today.In Christianity, in the churches, there are a lot of golden calves.
有的人一定要摸着十字架才能祷告。
Some people have to touch their cross in order to pray.
有的人一定要在什么样子的情形里面才能侍奉神？弟兄姊妹，这都是外面的。
And some have to serve God in certain circumstances. These are all our things.
一定要听谁讲到我才里面愿意来？这都是偶像。
Or they have to listen to certain preachers. These are all idols.
一定要怎样的音乐我才能够敬拜
only,
都是偶像
I can only worship with certain music That is also an idol
神是个灵拜他的要用心灵和诚实来拜他
Because God is a spirit Anyone who worship him must worship him in spirit and truth
不仅仅不可以有别的神连任何要替代神的东西都不容许存在的
Not only that we're not allowed to have any other gods But anything to replace God should not exist
弟兄姊妹，这是一件非常严肃的事情哈。整个教会的教会的历史都是这个样子。
This is so serious, and then it happens over and over throughout the history of church.
我很早以前，大概40年前，我就读到一个见证，有一个弟兄很被主感动，要出来全时间服侍主。
About 40 years ago, I read the testimony of a brother who was very moved to go to full-time ministry.
但是在他里面就突然出来一个意念，他说我不要累着教会哈，我先赚够钱，我出来全时间。
But yet, all of a sudden, he had this thought that he did not want to become a burden for the church. He thought maybe I'll make enough money, then I can become full-time ministry.
他说我只要赚200万，那是台币啊，200万，完了以后我就出来服侍主。200万，40年前不得了的事情。
So maybe after I get 2 million.NT, Taiwanese dollars, then I can become full-time minister.
神不要一个200万的富翁来跟随他。
God does not call, God does not care about a multimillionaire to follow him.
他找到这个理由，他就出去做生意，就去赚钱，到现在没有回来。
And then with this excuse, he went on to do business, and until this day, he has not returned.
他可能赚的钱2亿都不止了。
He probably had $200 million already.
值得吗
？Is it worth it?
弟兄姊妹，神因为爱的缘故，神要摧毁我们的偶像。
Dear brothers and sisters, because of His love, He wants to destroy our idols.
如果神不来对付我们的偶像，任凭我们的话，弟兄姊妹，我们这一生就这样子，非常可怜，以羞辱为荣耀。
If God does not deal with our idols, then our life could be very miserable and pitiful, like these people.Their glory is actually their shame.
你赚再多钱，拿再高的学位，你得到再多的掌声 ，So what?
So what if you have a lot of money, you have a lot of men's praises, and also degrees?
我另外一个也是我将近40年前，我一算已经40年了。我在读大学的时候
，When I was still in college, about 40 years ago,
有一次我到我们附近的教会，附近的一个教会去参加聚会，我就去过那么一次。
And once I visited a church, which I only visited once.
那天晚上有一个我那个时候才20岁，他这个。大概50-60岁的一个妈妈站起来做见证。
There was a middle-aged mom. She stood up and gave a testimony.
带着眼泪做见证。
And she gave a testimony with tears.
她说：“我的儿子几个月前晚上回家的路上被别人杀掉了。”
That my son was killed a couple months ago on the way home at night.
她说：“在他被杀的前一个礼拜。”使得圣灵光照我，责备我说：“你爱儿子过于爱我。”
Before a week before my son's death, the Holy Spirit rebuked me that you love your son more than you love me.
我当时也只觉得是主的一个责备，我没想到有这么可怕的事情发生。
I knew it was a rebuke from the Lord, but I did not know it would bring such serious consequence.
当然，我们听了，我们都很难过，对不对？
We all felt very sad when we heard the story.
我是决定会反对，我甚至会生气。如果有人发生这件事情，你跑去跟他说，因为你爱你的儿子过于爱神。
I'm totally against it. If this happened to someone, and then you go and tell the person, this happened because you love your son more than you love God.
除非你是先知，是神打发你去。
Unless you are a prophet sent by God.
不然我们没有任何一个人有资格这样子去 judge 别人。
Otherwise, none of us have this right or qualified to rebuke someone.
不能在别人痛苦的时候落井下石啊。
We should not attack people during their sorrowful times.
但是这是这个母亲她亲自起来做的见证，而她那天见证感动很多人。
But yet, this mother stood up and gave the testimony herself, and her testimony touched a lot of people.
她劝弟兄姊妹，劝所有的父母们，要把心中的偶像在神面前对付。
So she exalted all brothers and sisters and parents to deal with their idols in their hearts.
我刚刚问你们说，我们的偶像是什么？我没想到国华第一个回答儿女。弟兄姊妹，一般人不喜欢承认，我们最爱的人会是偶像。
I was surprised that Brother Robin would say.Children is our idol because most of us would not like to admit.
我们不愿意承认我们的配偶、我们的孩子、我们的父母、我们的什么敬仰的英雄会是偶像。
We would not like to admit that our children, our parents, or our spouses, or someone we admire to be our idols.
但是弟兄姊妹，任何东西只要取代了神，你知道这个东西一定叫我们愁苦，一定叫我们得罪神。
But anyone or anything that takes the place of God will cause us sorrow and sorrow multiplied.
我们的愁苦是神警告我们的一个提醒。
Because the sorrow is actually a warning and reminder from God.
一定已经有别的东西取代了神，所以你现在愁苦。
It's because there's something that's taking place of God in your heart. That is why you're feeling sorrowful.
如果我们不认真起来对付这个偶像的话，早晚有一天神要来打碎它。
Because if you do not rise up and seriously face this issue, sooner or later, God's going to destroy.
我自己吃过太多的苦头。
Because I have suffered so much.
有时候我以为我在乎的东西是属灵的，没想到当神打碎的时候，我才知道神为什么要打碎它。
Oftentimes, I feel the things that I care about is actually spiritual. But until after God destroys or smashes it, then I understand.
可能是一个属灵的前辈，可能是一件属灵的事情。
Maybe it's a spiritual giant or some spiritual thing.
但是弟兄姊妹，任何东西，只要取代神，在神的心中都是偶像。
But anything, anyone that takes the place of God in our hearts is an idol.
所以我今天的主题不是在讲对付偶像，而是说借着偶像被对付，我们来经历被神的修理。
So the main purpose today is not to talk about dealing with idols, but through dealing with idols that we experience being pruned by God.
当我们的偶像，当我们这个根的问题被神洁净的时候，你发现你整个生活，属灵的生活跟神的关系，一下子进到一个新的自由和释放里面。
Because when this root cause being exposed and dealt with by God,All of a sudden, we enter into another level of freedom, worshiping God.
就像你今天发烧，这个问题并不是只是出在皮肤，是出在身体出问题了。
For example, if you have a temperature today, you have a fever. The problem is not on your skin, but something internal.
今天我头痛，问题不是头，你不能把头砍掉。
So if I have a headache, the problem is not my head. You can't just chop off your head.
那个问题发生在别的地方。
Because the root cause might be somewhere else.
就我们要找到根的问题。
So we have to find the root cause.
那今天我们很多的愁苦，我们跟神问题，这个关系亲不起来，我们属灵生命停止成长。弟兄姊妹，它的 root cause 是因为在我们里面，在我们心中 deep down， 我们有偶像。
So today, if we suffering from lacking intimacy with God or our spiritual life is stagnant, probably most likely is because we have an idol in our hearts.
我不晓得我们是不是应该停下来，你自己问问看。
Maybe we should pause.
主啊，光照我，到底什么是我的偶像
？Maybe we should pause right now and.That is all. Ask God, Lord, what is the idol in my heart?
什么东西是让我这个人今天不能自由的
？So what is the thing that hinder me from being free?
什么东西是我这个人最容易被搅扰、被摸着的
？What is the thing that can easily bother me and irritate me?
什么东西是我这个人最容易被捆绑而不能得到自由的
？What is that thing that can easily bind me and take away my freedom?
当你没有试着去放的时候，你不知道它捆绑住你了。
Because if we do not try to be free, then we don't know that we're in bondage.
就像在我们，我做过见证，在我蒙召之前，我那时候最后一次换工作，从公司拿了一笔累积没有用的这个假期，拿了一笔钱。
So I shared with you before I went into full-time ministry. That was my last job. Before I quit job, I actually accumulated some vacation days.
我第一个就想到说，将来要服侍主了，留下来为了孩子将来教育基金什么钱啊
？So my first thought is that okay, now I'm gonna go into full-time ministry. Maybe I should save up my vacation days, and that could be my education fund for my children.
没想到神感动我，叫我全部 100% 奉献。我跟神说 ，How can that be？ 我怎么可能
？But then to my surprise, the Lord moved me to offer up my vacation time converted to money all to God, and I was so dumbfounded.
那我跟神讨价还价，从20%、10%是一定会的，20%、30%、50%、80%，神都不讲话。
So I try to negotiate with God, maybe 20%, 30%, 50%, even to 80%, but God was silent.
因为所有有经历的人都知道，神从来不negotiate，神从来不跟我们谈判。
All of us who have experiences know that God never negotiate with us.
他讲完他就安静，等着你顺服。
Because after he speaks, he just remain silent until you obey.
要不要顺服是你的事情。
It's up to you whether you want to obey.
弟兄姊妹，你知道吗？当我到最后跟神祷告，我说：“主，你要让我顺服的甘心，不要这样不甘心。”
But then, up to the end, eventually, I prayed, "Lord, please help me to obey you cheerfully, not like this."
要基督上祭坛，像羊被拆到、被牵到宰杀之地，那样安静无声，不是像猪又喊又叫的哈。
Because when Christ was led to the cross, he was like a sheep.Being led to the slaughterhouse, he was silent, not like a swine screeching.
这次弟兄们也都告诉过我们，杀羊跟杀猪完全不一样。
So our brothers have told us it's so different when you slaughter a lamb from slaughter a pig.
那个羊完全不反抗，躺在那里看着你，让你切它喉咙，它完全不反抗。
Because the sheep will just lie there silently looking at you until you slay.
猪从你去找他就一路喊叫喊叫，全天下都知道他要受苦。
But then, if you try to slaughter a pig, then the moment you find the pig, he started screaming.
当我在那里祷告的时候，我才发现，不知不觉钱在我身上居然有力量。
So as I was praying, then I realized that before I knew it, money has power on me.
当我完全顺服的时候，你知道那个喜乐，那个自由。然后在主面前觉得亏欠，不配。
After I completely surrender and obey, I enjoy such great freedom and joy, and I felt I was so unworthy.
你以为你是个不骄傲的人
？Maybe you feel that you are not a prideful person.
主就让你连续几次受挫，被人羞辱或是挫折，然后你才发现原来我这么在乎面子。
Then the Lord will allow you to go through frustrations and the rebukes or slandering of men. Then you realize that you really care about your faith.
很多时候我们在其中已被捆绑，已陷入其中，我们自己不知道。
A lot of times we're in bondage and yet we do not know.
等到事情发生的时候，我们才知道原来我们脱离不了它。
Until something happened, then you realize that you cannot let it go.
弟兄姊妹，我们在这里时间的关系，我们很快的交通好。我们要怎么样子来很认真的面对我们的偶像
？So how do we deal with our idol seriously?
我们已经讲过了，北国19个国家都离不开黎巴的儿子耶罗波安叫百姓所犯的那罪。
As I said, throughout the Northern Kingdom history, all 19 kings, they did not depart from the sin.That Jeroboam has caused them to.
刚开始圣经还说不离开黎巴的儿子耶罗波安叫百姓去拜金牛犊的罪，到后面根本不讲了，就讲那罪。
At first, the scripture would say that they did not depart from idolatry, and then toward the end, it just says that sin.
你发现偶像可以在人的身上有一个持续的力量，19个朝代没有一个王得胜。
Then we realize that there's power. The idol can have a lasting power on someone throughout 19 kings. None of them could overcome.
南国是犹大国，是大卫家，是神所拣选的。20个王里面，只有8个是好王。
And among the southern kingdom, the kingdom that God has chosen, among 20 kings, only 8 were good kings.
这八个王在他们身上都有一个特点，就是起来对付偶像。
And all of the eight good kings, they rose up and deal with idols.
所以你去读历史，你可以知道他们可能父亲祖父是很坏的王，但是到了儿子的时候，突然起来废除偶像，在神面前蒙福。
For those good kings, their grandfather or their fathers could be bad kings, but then they rose up and be blessed by God.
他们可能好了一代，好了两代，又堕落了，偶像又进来了。
But maybe they stay godly and pure for one or two generations, then the idols will creep in again.
朋友，你收听的是福乐人生讲坛的系列节目，我是玛丽姐妹，很高兴你的收听。也盼望你的来信。如果你还没有相信主耶稣，请到活在耶稣里施工网站的首页，点击永生之道，理解耶稣真理，今天就相信主耶稣，从而享受主内新生命的永生祝福。